Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue along. It's a throwback Thursday. We're going back to 2003. Steve Bartman reaching out and deflecting a foul ball that Moises Alou probably would have caught in Game 6 of the NLCS. The Marlins would score 8 runs, and that was it. All right, let's get to the good of the day.
I was thinking long and hard about this, and I figured, you know what? I could mention that the U.S. men's national team came from behind last night to win their match against Costa Rica, who is somewhat of a power in the CONCACAF region, and this is World Cup qualifying play. So that win yesterday gave the U.S. men's national team second place all to themselves in the final
group. Yay! We beat a country the size of what? Connecticut?
No, I think it's a little bit bigger,
a little
than,
bigger
Connecticut.
Than that.
Maybe New Jersey.
Maybe New Jersey.
But I decided, like, you know what? It's still too soon. I'm not going to go there. So I found this morning that ESPN will be broadcasting the new Monday Night Football playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
This year. And they're going to be doing it for the next 5 years. And it will include the Manning cast.
Oh, good. I was curious about that. I will tell you why. Okay. Clearly, America is speaking on the Manning cast. Right?
Yes.
They like it. They like it a lot. Now, obviously, if ESPN has the Manning cast and then they have the Monday Night Football, they don't care. They're making money on both. But they do want the Monday night. They do want the ratings for the original broadcast to be decent. Right? And I was wondering if the playoffs, if the Manning cast would pull too many numbers from that original broadcast in terms of it. You know what they're looking for. So I didn't know if they were going to be like, look, regular season is okay, but playoffs, we really need that number to be solid. So Manning's be on the back burner, but I'm glad they're doing it because America really does like those two.
I enjoy it.
I love it.
And I don't know if it's just because, I mean, maybe it's something different. What I like to do, and I think you do the same thing, is just going back and forth.
I go back and forth because I like Lewis Riddick a lot.
Yeah.
So I like giving here. I like hearing his analysis.
There's something just about tradition, just the way the game is traditionally called, what we've learned and loved for all these years. But it is kind of fun. Like, if, you know, for me, it's like if I see a play that happened, it's like, oh, let me go back. Let me go to Manning cast because I know they're going to be talking about it right now.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I like. And then you're getting a little bit more in depth on just a certain play.
Yeah. It's good stuff. It's better than I thought it was going to be. I know it would be good, but I really like it. I really do. And I'm glad they're doing it for the playoffs. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Good for them. All right, what's the bad of the day?
I got two.
Oh, two. Okay.
Yeah, the first one is on me because I had no idea there was a Monday Night Football playoff game this year.
Oh, yeah, I kind of forgot about it. Yeah, yeah.
Was it announced? Did I just miss it? Was I under a rock?
Yeah, I forgot about it, and I remember they announcing this because I do remember there were some people that were like,
I'm sure we probably talked about it, right?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
There were some people who thought it was not fair, like, because you're going to be there's a Monday night game, and then you're going to be asked to play like that weekend. But the NFL was like, shut up. We're going to do it anyway.
Come on.
So don't. It's like we're a day. Come on, chill.
Yeah, is it fair that the Buccaneers are going from Sunday to Thursday this week?
It's not. Yeah, we're not asking you to play a playoff game on a Sunday and then play the next round Thursday.
Yeah.
It's Monday night. You'll be fine.
But, I mean, I had to give it to myself. I was looking at it. I was just shaking my head like, when did they announce this? I mean, I'm all for it. That's why I put it in the good. I'm excited for a Monday night football playoff game. You know, usually we got playoffs Saturday and Sunday. We're done. But, no, not this time. Now we get a Monday night. I'm excited for it. I had no clue.
Yeah, I agree. I totally forgot about it.
But the real bad of the day is that apparently an Oklahoma student newspaper got the inside scoop on the quarterback situation, which prompted Lincoln Riley to go, no more media for you.
Yeah, good for him. Don't need no pesky students bugging around.
Don't need them breaking stories.
Breaking stories. What is it about these student papers that are breaking stories? Like, this is not the first time this has happened. Like,
That's what they're supposed to be doing, right?
Yeah, of course. A lot of these student papers are the ones that are breaking some bigger named events here.
Do the coaches think that it's going to be like you know, the high school student newspaper where they just highlighted certain things like, look who was great this week.
Right. Go Sooner, go. Yeah.
No, they don't, you know, they don't, you know, or you know, put up yeah, there's going to be a bake sale by the, you know, Alpha Phi House this week.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine in college. He worked for the student newspaper at the University of New Hampshire, and I was on the radio. You know, I did the radio stuff, and he did the newspaper stuff. And we were – I remember he would go to games, and he would talk like a regular reporter. Like, he would ask questions like a regular reporter. And I thought, oh, this could be rather interesting for him, because he was like – it wasn't uncommon to be friends with players, right? Like, you go to class with players. And he got, and he had a little bit more of an inside. It was the hockey team that was the big deal there, and I thought that's kind of neat. Like, you could, you know, you could, you have a little bit more of a relationship with some of these guys than regular writers do. So yeah, yeah, but it seems common that could happen.
This is what they're supposed to do, though, right? I mean, these guys, if you're working for your college newspaper, you're not doing it just for extracurricular activity.
No. You want a journalism degree.
Yeah, you're in it. You're in it to, because, like, this is what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Right.
And so why not cut your chops and, you know, investigate your team? I mean, that makes it easy, too. You really only have to investigate one team or deal with one team, report on one team.
Yeah, that's really it.
So,
that's it.
I'm not on the side of. I mean, it's good for, I guess, Lincoln Riley to go, okay, you know, we can just stop all interviews, but I don't know. Don't censor media, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I don't. And Lincoln Riley, don't be that coach, right?
Yeah.
You know, come on. You got to learn to deal with this.
If you want to control the situation, then you give
a
one on one.
Yeah. Yeah. But this whole, I mean, oh, this overreaction. I mean, again, I know, football guy, cut it out. Like, stop. Just be like, hey, you know what? If you write what you write, I'm the head coach. I know what I'm dealing with. I'm making the decision. If you feel like you got a story, run with it. But you're not getting an official word from me. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. It just seems so. I don't know. They all learn from each other, and I get it. But you know, don't be that guy. Just go. All right, whatever. Anything at the end of the world. It's, you know, it's a quarterback controversy. Please.
Yeah.
You know, what's the bad of the day?
No, the dumb.
Oh, the dumb.
Dumb of the day. You know, a lot of times I like to bring up food in the dumb of the day.
Yeah.
If, you know, especially if there's a weird concoction, because I don't think the world needs it. And this is definitely right up there. Wisconsin butcher is selling sausage stuffed with candy corn.
Oh, why is he doing that? What's the rationale behind
October.
It? Well, besides October, I mean, what, like, does it work?
I don't. How would it work?
Well, explain,
candy corn
explain
and
it.
Sausage.
Explain it, because I'm getting two thoughts here. Is it candy corn with certain meat, or is it just candy corn in a sausage casing?
No. It's mixed in with meat. So
okay.
I mean, picture like how you would make a normal sausage. You know, it's like all the leftover parts.
Doesn't sound bad. Given
really?
That it adds a sugary texture. It adds a sugary sweetness.
It's whole pieces of candy corn.
Yeah, but if you cook it right, it should melt a little bit into the meat.
Okay.
Because it's all candy corn is sugar.
Yeah.
It's just compressed. It's corn syrup. It's hardened corn syrup and sugar.
You know, way too much.
Some
right
flavoring.
Now.
Yeah, I know. Just because I saw Alton Brown do this on Good Eats. But if you cook it, like, let's say you boil it and then fry it in a pan. It shouldn't melt enough to infuse the
so you're
meat
thinking maybe
sugar.
Give like a little bit of caramelization to it?
Okay, let me just say this. If you have meat in a pan, all right, let's say you're cooking like ground beef or ground pork, like would be in sausage, right?
Yeah.
And let's say your wife comes over to while you're grinding the meat and she just dumps, I don't know, maybe a tablespoon, a couple tablespoons of brown sugar. Would you go, oh, I got to throw this away? Or would you go, all right, yeah, a little brown sugar in there, that's fine.
Yeah, no, I get where
you're
going
I mean?
With that.
There's a little sugary sweetness to this pork now. Not going to kill it. That's what I think he's doing with the candy corn. But if it's a lot of candy corn, then that's bad, because candy corn is gross. And if it's a lot of candy corn, I wouldn't want to eat this. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I think candy corn is terrible. I don't eat it.
I mean, it's not a lot. I mean, it's... I don't know. You got to see the photo to kind of take it. I mean, they're called,
oh, okay.
It's called Spooktoberfest Brats. And
right.
It's made by just one butcher in But, I mean, yeah, there are some people are saying, hey, you know what, don't at me. They're doing it right. Well, other people are posting Jeff Goldblum memes going, yeah, 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 but you never thought you were so preoccupied if you could. You never thought if you
right.
should.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. This is the same talk we had last week about the Texas Fair, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God, what do I have here? Oh, shoot.
Fry everything.
I better dunk this in the fryer later. What do I got?
Yeah, and most of the fried food, let's be honest, we did talk about this, that, you know, most of them, yeah, we can get behind. It's just that fried butter one I can't do.
Yeah, I'm with you. I can't
fried
do
stick
it.
Of butter. But I don't know. I mean, okay, you put it into a different light. Like, all right, you know, because, yeah, you know, if you add a little brown sugar to things sometimes. Yeah, it gives that little caramelization to it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little texture, a little crispiness. I don't know if candy corn does that.
Now, candy corn's not brown sugar, so I want to make that clear. It's not the same.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying if it adds a sweetness, like a sugary taste to it, it could be good.
But then
the problem
is
there is a waxiness to candy corn that I don't like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not a fan. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't hate it that I avoid it. If it's in a bowl, I'll be like, I'll pop some pieces in. But it's definitely not my go-to, right? Now, I think the worst Halloween candy is Bitto honey. Like, if you put Bitto honey in a sausage, I'd be, like, mad.
Do they still do that?
Bitto honey?
Yeah.
I'm not
saying in a sausage, but I'm saying, do they still give that out?
Do they still make Bitto honey?
Do they still make it?
I don't know.
They probably do because it's up there with circus peanuts.
Yeah, it's circus peanuts. It's like Werther's. It's like, you know, like, let me tell you something. Let me give you some. If your kid comes home with Bitto honey, ask him which senior citizen's house he went to. Because there's nobody under the age of 50 that's giving out Bitto honey for Halloween.
Very true.
Right? And by the way, you senior citizens out there, where are you getting Bitto honey? Because, you know, like, who's still making it?
Stop.
Like Necco wafers. Like, who's still giving out Necco wafers for Halloween?
Yeah.
Those are disgusting.
That'd be my mom.
Oh, she does?
Not for Halloween. She keeps them for herself.
She likes them? Yeah. Older people do like that stuff.
Yeah.
What about those dots on that wax paper?
Oh, you mean candy buttons?
Candy buttons.
Yeah.
Well done, Ron Culver.
No, I remember that.
Well done. Yeah. Did you ever get change as a kid?
I did. I had one house.
Pennies?
One house that never gave out candy. They always gave out pennies.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the coolest thing until I realized it was a penny.
I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about going to the store and buying a whole bunch of full-size candy bars. All right? Just a whole bunch of them. And then I'm also going to go to the store. I'm going to buy a whole bunch of...
Bitto honey?
No, Bitto honey. No, toothbrushes. Right. And then when the kids come to the door, I'll be like that stingy guy that goes, "Now, kids, each get a toothbrush. That's going to rot your teeth." And then just pause. Nah, just kidding. And then bring out the big guns.
There you go.
You know, I don't know.
I mean, you have to, because
fun with the children on trick or treat.
The only person that ever should give out toothbrushes on Halloween is a dentist.
If you're a dentist, you get a pass.
Yeah, you do.
If you give out toothbrushes, and by the way, dentists, if you're out there, you're rich enough. Give the kids the good ones.
Yeah.
Don't give the kids the crappy ones that fall apart. And you know who they are. You know the company that makes those.
And
give the good ones.
Can we just say this too? Don't hand out floss.
And don't hand out floss.
No, that's just a waste
of
time.
No.
Your dentist.
By the way, your dentist knows when you don't floss. When you say, "Oh, I haven't flossed in a while."
Yeah.
The dentist knows you haven't flossed ever.
My son, he's getting set for braces, so he went there and they made him brush his teeth and told him to floss. He started having a little bit of issue. He's like, "Dad, I need your help." I went over there and helped. He goes, "I don't know how to floss." I'm like, "No one does.
No one does.
Don't feel bad. No one knows how to floss."
The moment I floss and my gums start to bleed, I go, "I'm gonna stop doing
this. I'm done.
I'm done. I don't care
if that little tiny food particle's still stuck in there."
Exactly. It's fine.
It's 1970 something. It's fine.
Most of this stuff is modern care anyway.
Yeah.
Right. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Jerry Palm is going to join us later on in the show. We'll talk college football. But coming up next, I asked the question about famous fan interference on the Steve Bartman Day today for Throwback Thursday. Well, Ron found a list, and Bartman's not on top of it. That's next on Sports Map Radio.